Warning. Happy April 2nd, you fools. This time it's really us, and you know what we're like, so listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida woman got excited by a man in uniform.
A Florida man used a stolen credit card but wanted his reward points too.
A Florida man went to extremes for some Chinese food.
And a Florida woman throws a temper tantrum so she won't have to sit next to a three-year-old.
Plus, the Florida Man Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
This was not my idea, so when the hate mail comes in, I want you to direct it straight to Joel.
Yep, and if you liked it, you can send all the praises to me, too.
So, apparently there was this whole thing going on with this other thing, and they decided that we were supposed to swap out some podcast feeds.
April Fools.
So, you may have noticed there was a different show in our feed yesterday, and that was Operation Switcheroo, where independent podcasters created episodes to upload onto each other's podcast feeds to spread the word about each other's shows. So it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to, spread the wealth of our listenership to Dumb and Busted, who we played yesterday, and they did the same for us. So
we want to give a shout-out to Moxie Labouche from the Your Brain on Facts podcast for organizing the whole thing.
Yeah, please give her show a listen. And if you like Dumb and Busted, the show that was in our feed yesterday, subscribe to their show, too.
So Moxie Labouche, that's French.
I think it's Labouche.
Labouche?
Yeah, it might be Labouche.
Labouche?
I don't know. I don't know her well enough to...
I'm going with Bouche.
Okay.
Like I grew up Bouche. In Mississippi, so then we had a little Cajun thing in Louisiana. I'm going Bouche.
Gotcha. All right. Oh, we have a voicemail.
We have a voicemail.
We have a voicemail.
All right, guys. I just found out today, because I was curious, that my t-shirt designs are finally able to actually be bought on the website. Before this, there was IT problems, and you couldn't actually get any of the t-shirts. I let Joel and Phil know about this, and Joel said he called an IT guy and he's figuring it out. Well, apparently it's been figured out, and Joel decided not to inform me so that I could tell all my peeps to get my design. He was just gonna let me go willy-nilly where people could buy his shit and not buy my shit. Sabotage. Now my t-shirts are so much better that I still think I'll win the competition, but I just think it should be noted that this shit was rigged from the start. Phil, you are wonderful as always.
Thank you.
Joel, you're really digging yourself a deeper hole that I'm going to fill with bags of dicks. Thank you.
Now, in my defense, I did make posts on every bit of social media that we have. I posted on Facebook, on Twitter.
God help her husband to be.
Oh my God, dude. Instagram. And I tagged her in all those posts. So I figured she would have seen them.
Oh my God.
Sabotage. Got a month. Run.
How? So what was the contest? I forget. That must have been a heavy Tito's night, so I don't recall that. So what did we decide to do?
Yeah, so we decided that if she sold, or if her designs of t-shirts sold more than mine do, she's got two and I've got two. They're on our website right now, floridamanpodcast.com. Click on merchandise. That I would pay her admission to the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago on July 13th.
And who's ahead? So what's the tally so far?
There is actually a counter on our website on the post. So if you go to floridamenpodcast.com.
I'm there.
And
Ooh.
Now,
which ones are hers? I know the blue one. The blue one's hers. I know that one.
Yep. The blue one, the two on the left are hers. The two on
coming
the right.
Coming from America's Wang.
That's hers, yes.
That's hers?
Yes.
Heather sales two, Joel sales two.
Now, I will point out that Heather's sales were both to herself. I am going to allow that. If we allowed my sales to myself.
Or your brother. Didn't you say your brother bought those
two? My brother, Travis, who will be on the show next week, did buy the other two. And I bought one, but I'm not counting my own because I did say that Phil and my purchases do not count. toward the contest. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So if you like Heather's designs, please go ahead and buy one. Mm-hmm. And if you like my designs, please buy two or three.
You realize before this thing is over, I might have to go take a loan out. I might have 45 of Heather's things in my...
Yeah.
Mm. So, all right. So, guys, in case you don't know, we do have show notes. We do have an agenda. We have somewhat that thing that we follow each week, you know. And unbeknownst to me coming tonight, so I come up and I'm reading through the opening things of what we just talked about and we just shared. And now we come to the section in the show notes called Plugs Phil. I don't know how many... Why? I do not have plugs.
Okay.
Why do you continue to put plugs in here? There is nothing on my body that needs plugging right now.
It's a template that I use, and I just keep using the old one. I don't update the template.
So I do have a short story.
Okay.
It's rather short. Actually, I have a couple tonight. So I don't have a lot of credit cards and different stuff, but there is this one. I am a music buff and a music company, and there was a promotional thing going, and decided I would apply for this music company's credit card. And it's the company that does it is handled by the same people that do. It's one of those. They have credit cards from all stores. Like I have a, you know, it's a Care credit. Then they have the Rooms to Go.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Synchronicity. That's who I was trying to pull.
Okay.
So I've got two cards with them already. A Care one, and I had a Rooms to Go card that I don't use anymore and still had an open account.
So they label credit cards where the stores can brand their own.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I applied for this one. It was denied. Never been denied in decades for any type of credit. Credit's good. Interesting. Got a letter in the mail saying why I was denied.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I am deceased.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm dead. Your credit, your application was denied due to the fact that the applicant is deceased.
You smell good for a dead man.
I know, right? I look good too.
Up moving around.
Like I did. Yeah, flanges work. I mean, all joints are pretty good. I mean, granted, they're lubricated by vodka tonight, but I mean, it's yeah.
Hey, you apparently, gotta do what I'm you dead. Gotta do.
Apparently, I'm dead. Yeah. TransUnion thinks I'm dead. Or Experian. I think it's Experian.
So how do you prove to them that you're not?
There's a whole process you have to go through. Now, truth be told, I was hammered when I filled out the application at the bar one night. So I may have put in the wrong Social Security number. I'm not sure.
There, that's I'm going to guess that's probably what it was.
It was one of those spur of the moment things that I'm like, you know, at the bar and decided, yeah, I'll apply for that. Yeah, I am not comfortable that completely sure that I filled out the application completely correct.
Was it an online application?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'd probably just miskeyed something.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is don't apply for credit cards when you're hammered at the bar.
Well, since you don't have any plugs, I'll go ahead and do my normal plugs. Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 in Naples, I host the Trivia Factory Trivia at the Brass Tap in North Naples. On Thursday nights from 7 to 9, I host the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. And both of those are free to play, and you can win food and drinks and other prizes.
I had another story and I lost it. Should have wrote this shit down.
I'm sure. That's why I do the outlines.
Oh, well. It'll come to me later. All right. Let's move on to story numero uno for our Spanish-speaking friends. Oh, God. Oh, I got to trim my beard. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I remember now. That did it. My damn mustache was going up in my beard. Goatee was going up my nose and it tickled. Okay. So, I have, guess what I bought this week? Guess what I got this week? This past week. Guess what I got this past week?
14-inch dildo with a suction cup on the end.
Close. I got my first ink.
Oh, I did see pictures of that. Yes.
I did. I got ink.
Looks good.
2.5 hours. I didn't cry. Didn't pass out.
Where was it? I only saw the ink. I didn't see the...
Oh, it's on my arm. On my shoulder. Okay. On my shoulder. Ow, that hurt. Yeah, I did. I didn't cry. 51 years old and first tattoo. Yep. 2.5 hours. I had to get up once. My butt was going to sleep.
That's,
so I had to get walk around.
That's, and, that's not bad.
My artist had, she said, well, we'll have a snack while we're taking a break. Mm-hmm. Nice. She comes out with carrot slices and what's that mashed pea thing? Hummus. She comes out with carrot slices and hummus. She says we're going to have chips and dip. I'm thinking nachos and some guacamole queso, or something. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hummus and carrots.
Hummus and carrots.
Now, my daughter would eat that.
I passed.
That's rabbit food.
Yeah, I passed.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. She's good, though. I did good. I was proud of myself. It didn't hurt. Yeah, the back of the arm hurt a little bit. I can't lie. That was a little tender.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, got my first ink. Now I'm addicted.
We should.
Maybe we should do Florida Man tattoos, matching.
You want to do our logo?
We'll put it on our left ass cheek. My right ass cheek is going to be my son's name because he got pissed off that I didn't I didn't go with him to get his tattoo. I said I was saving his name to tattoo on my right ass cheek, so he'd be a pain in my ass for the rest of my life.
Mm.
So we can do Florida Man on my left ass cheek. They have a private room. I didn't notice that.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know what they tattoo in the private room, but actually the piercing room was the private room.
That's where they tattoo the hoo-has.
Oh, the little lawnmower on the top of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the
piercings in the hoo-ha?
Yeah, or on the left thigh, the turkey, and on the right side, Santa Claus, because there's never anything to eat between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I have never heard that. I've got to trim this beard tonight. I got my first ink, so I'm a little proud of that.
Cool.
So how many tattoos do you have?
Zero.
Oh.
I'm younger than you, though.
I feel a challenge coming on.
I still got another decade before I'm...
I feel a challenge coming on. Maybe we should start another challenge of what... Submit photographs of what Joel should get with his next tattoo, with his first tattoo.
No. I've already got a tattoo picked out that I want to... I've got a design that I want to do, but just never pulled the trigger on it.
Where would it go?
Probably on my bicep or shoulder.
I was going to get... I thought one time I would get the barbed wire... You know, around the thing. But my arms are so skinny, it'd be like an electric fence. So I didn't want to do that. It'd be like two barbs, one in the front, one in the back.
Yeah, that's a little played out.
I don't have the guns to support that.
No.
I could be like our friend Mike, who got the this thing wrapped around, and yeah, the stencil didn't meet all the way, so he's got this big gap on the back of his thing.
Seriously?
Back of his arm, so the stencil wouldn't reach all the way, so it doesn't connect. So it stops.
He didn't let him freehand it?
They freehand it, no. Fantastic.
That's classy right there, Mike. Now, the one I want to do is very geeky. It's the insignia of the Romulan Empire from Star Trek.
That's not geeky. My son and I were going to do, we grew up when he was young. I mean, we've played every episode, every game there is of Halo.
Okay.
We were huge Halo addicts.
Mm-hmm.
And we started playing when he was 4, I think.
Oh, wow.
On Halo, when Halo 2 came out. I played Halo 1 on the computer. I didn't even know it was on Xbox. Then I bought an Xbox just to play Halo 2.
Cool.
So he and I played every... So we wanted to get the legendary icon for the Elite
mm-hmm.
on. He wants to get that tattooed on. And I might do that.
That's cool.
I have an Xbox 3... No, Xbox 1 in here right now just because Halo, whatever the last version was not backward compatible. You couldn't play dual player.
Okay.
So, literally, we were sitting here. He had his here,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, let's play. You couldn't do split screen.
Oh.
So, we always played everything split screen. You know, so, him and me, and we'd go and we'd do our battling, you know, and go through the whole campaign.
Okay.
You couldn't do split screen. Fuck it. I had, like, a lot in me. We haul our ass to
You're
Best
driving
Buy.
Me to
Best You're driving me to Best Buy, and we're buying another Xbox. We hooked it up, hooked the LAN network in. Let's go.
Nice.
Dad, seriously, think about this. Get your ass in the car. Let's go. We're going to buy an Xbox. Seriously, I said, look, we've been doing this for 15 years.
Yep.
I am not going to let. Yeah, driveway. No, and bought a fucking Xbox right there.
Nice.
And the game, we had two games. He was in that room. I was in this room. And we put the headsets on and we went. Finished the whole thing.
You didn't set up two screens together? So you could
I
be
didn't
in the same
have
room.
His it, long story. But yeah, I've done that. I've been to LAN. We used to go to LAN parties
mm-hmm.
Before Xbox Live came out.
Right, right.
And we would have LAN parties for them, and we'd bring all the Xboxes and a TV, not the flat screens. We had the
the big console,
the big CRTs. Yeah. And we'd set those up, and we'd have a table with all the TVs on one side and the other side, and we'd set up a switch up in the middle and hook them all up by LAN. Have LAN parties.
Cool. Yeah. So I don't feel geeky at all now.
No. Oh, I can hang with the geeks now.
All right. Yeah, my daughter and I play Mario Kart together, split screen.
Really?
Yeah.
I ain't done that one in a while. We did. We had...
She has the Wii U, so she's got the little tablet with the screen on it herself, and then...
We had the Wii for a while, and it got very, very competitive.
Yes, it does.
And the original Wii.
Yeah.
And
Oh, yeah, we got both.
We were doing tennis one night, and I pounded him in the back of the head with a forehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were doing bowling, and I took the dog out. Josie Marie got a little close. I popped her in the nose.
Oh,
we've had quite a few incidents with the Wii.
Yeah.
And I throwed my arm out. You know, I had, you know, tennis elbow from playing Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And I
carpal tunnels. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then I wake up. Then it's like I'm sweaty. I'm tired. I'm like, this is
why am I sore?
I'm sore.
I was playing video Wii games. Oh yeah, we had the whole family going at one time bowling. We had bowling night like 4 hours, like me and the wife.
We do.
And the daughter,
we do the
and the in-laws were all playing.
We have the original one here. The kids will play it. The girls, they say, "Oh, let's play tennis, play sports." I'm like, "All right."
Mm-hmm.
None of them know how to do the fast serve.
Uh huh.
And you got to get it right at the apex of the serve, and they cannot hit. They cannot do it, and they can't hit it. It pisses them off so bad.
Yep.
They have never been able to figure it out. I won't tell them how to do it.
Me either. My wife will not play me in tennis anymore.
You can't let it come down. You got to get it right at the apex and then pound it. And then.
Except you've given them your secret now.
Well, they don't listen to this. They're too cool for this.
Yeah, true.
All right, let's move on. Sorry for that rant. But story number one, Florida woman accused of shoplifting and masturbating on the way to jail. So far, I don't see a problem with this except for the shoplifting.
Yeah.
Is she hot?
Why don't you read it?
A Florida woman walked behind the counter yelling and screaming and punching after employees caught her shoplifting from a beauty supply store, according to law enforcement.
So she wanted to make herself pretty, at least.
It happened late Monday morning at Silky Beauty Supply in
Dunedin.
Dunedin?
Yep.
Where investigators say she tried to take less than $10 worth of merchandise. An arrest affidavit says Tammy Lynn Bonefield, 45, grabbed and punched one employee, then kicked another after she was confronted. Authorities say she denied stealing anything, but the items were found on her and returned to the store.
So, Tammy Lynn Bonefield.
Bonefield.
Bonefield, yes.
B-O-N-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Yes. Not ringing any bells?
No.
Well, keep reading then.
Bonefield was transported to jail in a van with a boy who was less than 16 years old. The child was separated from her by a metal partition. The arrest affidavit claims she made sexual comments to him and exposed her breast and genitals. While her pants were pulled down, she masturbated and asked if he was aroused, according to the affidavit. The 16-year-old?
Yeah, he was 16.
Under
16.
I am regretting asking that question earlier. Bonefield was charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition for the van incident, along with battery and petty theft for the events that led up to it.
Yeah, so...
So where'd the 16-year-old come from?
Apparently, he was just another person that they arrested and were transporting in the van.
Last month, Bonefield was accused of identifying herself to law enforcement as Black Sheep Trouble Squarepants. Oh, hell.
You remember her now?
At the time, she was charged providing a false name or identity. Oh, hell. Here we go again.
I think she's our first repeat offender.
Repeat offender.
Black Sheep Trouble.
Holy shit. So this 16-year-old, she didn't even know. So she's got a busted on $10 worth of shit she stole.
Yep.
And then goes to jack off in front of the...
Now... If you're, I'm assuming it says that he's under 16, so I'm going to assume towards the higher end he is 15. You're a 15-year-old boy. Cops pick you up for whatever they got him for. They didn't say. Let's say he was skateboarding in a park that didn't allow it, so they were going to take him in and call his parents and have them come pick him up. Then all of a sudden you got this 45-year-old lady
skank,
yeah. Asking you if...
you like what you see, boy?
Yeah, exactly.
You want some of this, boy?
Here, let me show you.
Uh-huh. You want a little taste of this?
No, ma'am. That's scared straight right there.
God damn, that's nasty. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Black Sheep Squarepants. I have a feeling this is not the last we've heard of Black Sheep Trouble Squarepants. Because, you know, every time...
Damn.
She shows up in the news again, they're going to reference...
Oh, yeah.
Black Sheep.
All right, and we got our, is this our normal food fight incident?
I guess we've got another Florida man food fight. The owner of a Florida pizzeria was pelted with multiple slices of pizza thrown by a Florida woman who was unsatisfied with the service, unquote, at the victim's eatery, police report.
Is this the one I sent to you?
It is. Responding to a 911 call Friday afternoon, cops found Fatos Kala, the 44-year-old proprietor of Olivia's Pizza, with his, quote, chest area and head covered in tomato sauce, unquote. On the floor of the Newport Richey Pizza Place, police added were, quote, several slices of cheese pizza, unquote. A subsequent investigation determined that the pizza slices that struck Calla were thrown by Saida Salim, a 28-year-old who lives about 6 miles from the pizzeria.
I'm guessing she's not a native of Florida.
Yeah, you can't guess that. Salim, who was in the restaurant with her son, admitted to throwing the pizza at the victim because she was unsatisfied with the service, according to a criminal complaint. Salim had left the pizzeria before police arrived, but Calla had copied down her license plate number, which led police to her residence. Salim told cops that her child threw up upon eating pizza served to them by Calla, claiming, quote, the cheese was spoiled, unquote. When she attempted to return the pizza, Salim said Calla began to yell racial slurs at her and told her to go back to her country.
No comment.
At that point, Salim said she shoved pizza through the window and the pizza hit him because he was standing in her way. Salim was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge and booked into the Pasco County Jail. She was released on $500 bond after spending a few hours in custody.
Fantastic.
Now, she was charged with battery, but there's no batter in pizza.
Joel, just... So
she should have been charged with sorcery.
I swear to God.
Don't worry, I got more.
That's what scares me. Based on what I get paid for this each week, I shouldn't have to put up with this. I shouldn't. I mean, I don't get paid enough to listen to those bad jokes.
All right. You normally get paid to listen to bad jokes?
I'm done. I'm done. I'm not even going to go there.
All right. Story number two. Florida man uses stolen credit card at store where he had submitted a job application.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
Florida man uses stolen credit card, and he just applied for a job there.
Yes. A Florida man is behind bars after authorities say he used a stolen credit card to buy a bunch of stuff at GameStop, where he had also filled out a job application. The stolen credit card, along with the wallet in it, a gun, and ammunition, were taken from an unlocked truck, parked at a home in Deltona, and used to make several purchases at a local GameStop and Target.
He had a gun with him?
No, when he stole the wallet, he also stole a gun out of the truck he stole it from.
Oh, okay.
Investigators caught a break when they went to GameStop to investigate. The store manager remembered the guy using the Discover credit card to make four purchases, also used a membership card issued in his name, and gave police the job application he had filled out 2 weeks before.
All right, let me get this straight. I'm not a smart man, but I think I'm following along here. So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
So this dumbass goes, he fills out a job application,
mm-hmm.
then turns around and buys some games with a stolen credit card. Are you a member of GameStop? Yes, actually, I am. And then put his membership card on the product he bought with the stolen credit card.
Yes.
Apparently, this person has never heard of the concept of paper trail.
Apparently not.
How fucking stupid.
I want to get my points, damn it. I bought those games.
So he wanted the points and he got, Jesus, what a...
Well, he saves up enough points, he can get a free game.
Of course he can, but hell, he's got a... Oh my God. Where's Volusia?
Daytona.
All right. Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Volusia County Sheriff's deputies caught up with 20-year-old Dylan Santana of Deltona riding a bicycle and took him into custody on charges of armed vehicular burglary, illegal use of a credit card, and grand theft firearm. Santana had the stolen credit card in his possession and admitted to using it, but denies breaking into the vehicle. As of yesterday, Santana remained locked up at Volusia County Jail on $45,000 bond.
Guess he didn't have $4,500 to get out.
Nope.
Damn, that's just fuck. He needs.
He wanted to put
there.
It on the card, but it was stolen.
God damn, dude, that's just fucking stupid.
And you can't use GameStop points to bail out of jail either.
No, that's just fucking stupid.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Wait, why does it have to be dark and stormy?
Yeah, why can't it be daytime and clear skies?
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Join us bi-weekly on Coast to Ghost as we take a trip cross-country digging up the ghost of your state.
Drinks are included and pants are optional.
You can listen to Coast to Ghost on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get spooked?
All right. I don't know how we're going to top that, but story number three, here we go. Florida man shoved a woman because he wanted to eat egg rolls in her house.
And that's not a euphemism. That's a literal.
That's headline. A real egg roll in her house, not yes. saying he wants to.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I mean, he might have wanted to do that too, but he got arrested for the actual egg rolls.
A Florida man has been arrested and charged with battery after he allegedly pushed a woman who wouldn't let him into her house to eat egg rolls. Police in Milton, Florida have said in an offense report that the suspect, 44-year-old Keith Johnson, arrived at the victim's house drunk, demanded to come in so he could eat Chinese food. We've done this.
That's a wanton display of disregard for her safety.
Stop it. We've done this.
No.
Somebody was in. What else was the other one we did when somebody broke in to eat food?
That was a cheesesteak sandwich.
ABC affiliate WEAR-TV reported that Johnson kept ringing the doorbell despite the complainant repeatedly telling him she wasn't going to let him in and didn't want him in her home.
I mean, what was her Mongolian beef?
Joel, I swear to God, stop. This victim claimed eventually that she said she would come out to give Johnson the egg rolls, which were inside the home. How did he know she had egg rolls in the home?
No idea.
At this point, when she opened the door, he shoved her inside.
Yeah, she was trying to be sweet, and he was all sour, and he went kung pao on her. Continue.
I can't. My drink is empty, and
there's only three more paragraphs.
In the aftermath of the alleged battery, the victim told Johnson he needed to leave. The police offense report details that she offered to leave the egg rolls by his car.
Now, does that count as takeout or delivery?
The suspect has admitted to pushing the victim, but also claims she slapped him. Well, she should have.
Yeah.
Johnson is being held on remand at Santa Rosa County Jail on $500 bond.
$500, that's a small fortune cookie right there.
In Florida, simple battery is a first-degree misdemeanor under state law. The offense is punishable with penalties, including up to 1 year in jail or 12 months probation and a $1,000 fine.
Now, this is another example of bad reporting where they don't tell you the relationship between the people. You know, it doesn't say whether she was his sugar edamame.
I can't do this anymore.
General Chow's chicken!
I can't do this anymore. I can't work under these conditions. There's nothing in my contract that says I have to put up with these bad fucking jokes.
You don't have a contract. You're an at-will employee.
I don't have a contract?
Nope. You didn't sign nothing.
I need a drink. Like I have never needed a drink before in my life. All right, now it's time for our Florida Men Regional Championships.
Yes, this is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is. And as in March Madness going on right now, this is a bracket-style playoffs where we've got 16 teams that we divided up into two regions, rural and urban. And we've had one competition each week to decide a winner. And if you want to follow along, the link to the brackets is in the show notes. And this week we're going to do two because we're down to what we're calling the final quattro, because the final four is registered trademark to the NCAA.
So why do we have to do two?
Because next week is, I just wanted to kind of time it with the actual NCAA March Madness thing. So the day before our next episode comes out is when the actual NCAA championship game is. So we're going to be, it's like a timing thing.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are.
No.
The Sweet 16 just got finalized today. So yesterday. So
yeah, and they're going to play this weekend, and then this isn't going to come out until...
Oh, because we're a week behind.
Yeah, we're a week behind. We record early.
All right, fine. So we got to do two tonight?
We got to do two tonight. So our first match is the Urban Championship, number
Urban
5.
Urban Championship.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 5, Tampa Bay versus number 7, Daytona.
All right, and...
And our second match is going to be the Rural Championship, which is number 1, the Keys, versus number 2, Southwest Florida. That one's going to be tougher.
Not really.
No?
So first one, we got Tampa Bay and Daytona, number 5 versus number 7.
Yeah.
So we had some upsets in this
bracket. We had a lot of upsets in the urban region.
So do we need to, so we got to think, number 5, Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Tampa Bay have to offer that Daytona doesn't.
There's a lot that Tampa
A lot
Bay
of things
has.
That Tampa Bay has to offer the Daytona. Now, the only thing Daytona's got going for it is...
the Speedway.
That and the beach.
Well, Tampa's got beaches, too. You got the,
well, they,
the
not
whole
Daytona. They don't have Daytona Beach.
Well, they've got Clearwater and St. Pete, and depending on how far you want to define Tampa Bay, you could even say Sarasota could be part of the Tampa Bay
Well, you
area.
Defined it when you did it, so how far out does this go?
Yeah, let's say Sarasota Beach.
My point exactly.
They got some pretty fine beaches down in
my point exactly
that area. So yeah, I mean
Daytona, huh? I do not see how you put a Tampa Bay above a Daytona.
Okay.
So even though, you know, you got your spring breaks, I gotta go with the sports, with the venues, the happenings in the town.
Okay. Well,
it's not even close to Daytona.
No?
No.
Like which one are you saying is better? Daytona?
Tampa.
Tampa? Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say. Yeah, Tampa, yeah, you've got NHL, NFL, Major League Baseball teams. The only thing you don't have is NBA. But
you got that in Orlando.
Yeah, but we're not, I mean, Daytona is closer to
Orlando.
No, I mean,
but you have a metropolitan, you have a thriving, you know, great West Coast, Florida atmosphere, tons of things to do.
Exactly.
Daytona, you got the Speedway and you got the beach. Now, the beach is a big plus.
True. You can drive on that beach.
You can drive on the beach. You can't drive on this. But now I'm not putting a beach above all the amenities and things Tampa Bay has to offer.
All right. I'm going to agree with you there. So you want to call it?
I'm Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is our winner of the Urban Championship.
Who beat Miami? How did Miami lose out to this?
Let me pull those up again.
Who beat
Miami? We have to do this every week. Miami lost early.
I know. Who did they lose to?
Miami was South Florida 2. Oh, they lost to Daytona.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We must have had a lot of vodka that night.
One of us did.
All right. So we call in Tampa Bay on this one. Second one.
Second is...
this is going to be the hardest one of the whole thing.
The Keys versus Southwest Florida. So our home...
our home versus the Keys.
Yeah.
I'm done. Anything else? We need to keep going or what?
Well, you want to describe your thought process?
Oh, okay. So number one. Yes, my home.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest Florida. Fort Myers. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably will retire here in some aspect. However, the Keys is probably one of the most magical, mystic, beautiful places on earth that I have in the continental United States. How about that?
Mm-hmm. But is it a place that
so
you
if
want
you, to if you be- came back and let me put it simple to you.
Okay.
Joel, you're living in Michigan.
Okay.
You and me are in Michigan. Joel, I'm going to give you an all expense paid to South Florida. Okay. You want to go to Fort Myers? You want to go to Key West?
I want to go to Key West, yeah.
You're going to go to Key West?
Yeah.
You want to go fishing? Where you want to go? Key Largo, Marathon. You want to go diving? Where you want to go? Key Largo. You want to get away from everything and live in the most, watch the sun rise and the sun set on the same island? Keys.
Sure. You could do that at Fort Myers Beach, though, too.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't see the sun rise in the Key on the West Coast.
Well, you can.
Well, it's yeah, but when it's 11 o'clock, but not when it comes up. I struggle. I think the Keys is one of the most magical places on earth that I have ever visited. If to be and just go to the in that and live that lifestyle of the Keys is utopia to me.
Okay, but can you live that lifestyle? Like
you damn permanent, fucking straight
permanent.
You damn straight. And I'm saving every penny I got to be able to do it.
Costs a lot of money to live that lifestyle.
You just gotta.
It's very expensive to be a beach bum in the Keys.
You just gotta hoe yourself out right.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We're gonna need a lot more Patreon subscribers. All right, you've convinced me.
All right, I am dead set on the Keys on this one.
All right.
This is my home, and I love this place, and I will probably end up retiring here, but there will be an aspect of my retirement that is part of the Keys.
Okay, yeah. The Keys, because of the geography of the Keys, there will never be the growth that there is here in Southwest Florida.
You know where to put them.
Exactly. So you're limited as to the number of just other people you're going to have to deal with. So I can see that as being a definite plus. All right. We'll
so
go with our
finals, Tampa Bay versus the Keys.
Yes, sir.
Da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum.
So tune in next week for the championship.
And I do not know where I'm going with this one next week.
Really?
Actually, I do.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it. I got a whole week to think about this.
Let's get on to story number four.
Story number four. Florida woman kicked off JetBlue flight after a profanity-laced tirade. Ready?
I've been ready. Yeah. Oh, okay. This is not my story. This is yours.
All right. Chaos ensued inside the cabin of a JetBlue flight.
Sabotage.
At Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport when a Florida woman decided she didn't like her assigned seat. Cell phone video allegedly captured 32-year-old Valerie Gonzalez throwing a profanity-laced tantrum just before departure to Las Vegas Thursday night. She was going to Vegas, baby. According to the Broward Sheriff's Office, Gonzalez yelled out that she refused to sit next to a 3-year-old because she had been drinking all day.
The baby been drinking?
No, the Gonzalez.
Oh.
The lady. The
I mean, that's just
lady.
Wrong. The 3-year-old be hammered on a damn flight.
Yeah, exactly. He's got...
I mean, he got an ID. That's illegal.
Maybe he looked old. Maybe he was bald and they didn't check him. Things escalated when she demanded to change seats with another passenger and they refused. Quote, are you going to tape this and make me viral, asshole? Unquote, Gonzalez said in the video. Quote, tape this. Who's taping this? Who's taping this? She blows kisses to all the passengers around her before she declares, fuck all y'all. Eventually, crew members ordered her to get off the plane. Quote, I'll take my shit. Fuck all y'all. My mom's going to be so proud of me tomorrow, I don't give a shit. Gonzalez said as she left the plane. As she made her way out, she allegedly shoved a JetBlue worker.
Uh-oh.
Quote, don't touch my shit. I'll get off the plane. Get my shit off the fucking under thing, she said. Bye. Enjoy yourselves on Vegas, babies. Vegas, baby, Vegas. I'll be there in an hour, she added.
An hour from where?
Well, she's Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Oh, that's a quick fucking plane.
Yeah, the only place she's going in an hour is a jail cell. Gonzalez appeared in court Friday morning after being charged with one count of touch or strike battery. She has since paid her bond and has been released.
And never got to Vegas.
Nope. Dumbass. So what have we learned with this story?
Don't sit next to a baby that's hammered.
Save the drinking for the plane or when you get to Vegas. Don't start drinking all day before your flight.
Do you have pictures of her?
It's in the video, yeah, and the link's in the show notes.
I got to see what she looks like.
Not bad.
Would you hit it?
Well, I'm married.
Oh, never mind then.
19 years as of yesterday.
Would you hit it? If you weren't married?
If I wasn't married.
Where do you have to be on the totem pole of number 7 News Miami to go, hey, look, I got a story for you. I need you to go to the airport. Some bitch is drunk on the plane and is getting kicked off and I need you to report it. Seriously, that you drew that straw?
I'd think I was at the top of the totem pole. That's a fun-ass story. Of course, I am co-host of a show called Florida Men.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever else you can find us. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes or other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman. Do we actually have ads in our...
Occasionally we will, yes.
Do we get paid for said ads?
Usually what we'll do is we'll throw in a promo for another podcast and they'll run our promo as like a swap.
So there's no financial transactions that I need to know about that's happening?
Nothing yet, no.
Okay, just asking.
Just the Patreon. Oh, and our t-shirt sales.
Okay. So when will I see any money associated with said sales and ad revenue?
We can probably do a payout at the end of the month.
Okay.
It's all just sitting in the back of the account right now.
How much do we have in the account?
I think like $40 or something.
$40?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yep.
That'll buy another bottle.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Actually, Joel, it's not.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're talking into 6. $5,000 worth of equipment. Yeah. No, that is not the point.
Yeah, but you've got that.
Oh, yeah. That,
used
sure.
For other
yeah.
stuff, too.
Right? Actually, I do not. But that's not this. Oh. The computer and the sound system, yes. But not yeah. the... I don't use the mics and...
Right.
That's okay. We wanted to have a professional...
Yes.
...audio broadcast, and I think we've done pretty well. You do a good job editing. We have a good quality product that we present out to people. Your dad jokes are an abomination, but other than that, we do pretty well.
But they are our high quality sounding. The audio quality of those dad jokes is top of the line. Mm.
Guess what else is high quality?
The ice clinking? Yeah.
What do you call these?
Tervis.
Tervis tonight.
Tervis tumbler. Yeah. We would like to thank our Patreon subscribers
personally.
This says
gone fishing. I have no earthly fucking idea how I got a Tervis tumbler named this says gone fishing. You may continue. I swear to God, I've got to go shave this damn thing off tonight. I've got stray hairs tickling my lip that is killing me. Ugh. Go ahead.
Okay. Once again, we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally.
We got some new ones, right?
We do. We have, as usual, Roxanne, Erica, Katie, Jessica, the Hidden Staircase Podcast, Conneth, and Travis, and Heather.
Woohoo!
And we'd like to thank our newest patrons, Stephanie, Matt, and the Paradise After Dark podcast.
No way.
Yeah, Ken and Lauren signed up as well. And those new subscribers bring us to a total of 11 Patreon subscribers. And 10 subscribers was our first Patreon goal. So we are going to increase the length of our episodes to 1 hour each going forward. That was our goal.
We are?
When we hit 10 subscribers, that was what we promised.
When did we discuss? When was this in the pre-production meeting?
That was in the Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/Florida Man, you can see what else I've promised our listeners that we'll do when we get more.
We got to come up with an hour now? Well, actually, we have an hour.
Yeah, we usually record more than an hour every time, and I just cut some stuff out. So, so that'll be coming up. Our next goal is just 15 patrons. So we're only 4 away from that. And if we reach that goal, we'll record 4 extra patron only episodes every year.
4?
Yeah, once a quarter. Like everything.
Where did we discuss this?
It's on the Patreon.
You don't ever go to that shit. I mean, we never talked about this, Joel.
Well, if you want to see what else I got promised, go on the patreon.com/Florida Men and then, look and see what we got there. Yeah, that's all I got on this set.
This program is provided for informational use only. We give no warranty. Our professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted, nor have ever been requested.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
And our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man and Tracy... You can kiss my narrow white ass.
Narrow?
Yep.
Okay.
Compared to yours.
Florida man, Florida man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
And a Florida woman gets a... Bleh.
I mean,
oh, wait, I lost my spot. Where are we?
Third paragraph.
Salim. Oh, okay. Got it.
Saida Salim.
I got a booger. Hang on.
I can get paid to watch you pick your nose. And
I got a booger. I'm having facial hair booger issues tonight. All right. I'm good.
All right. Story number 2.
Ooh. Ooh. Hang on. One's on my lip. Okay. Don't eat boogers, kids. It's bad for you.
They're full of protein.
Well, not my problem. The police offense details. A plant. Dude, those are so bad. They're so fucking bad. It's beyond. Are you done with the dad jokes now?
Let me scroll down and look.
You put them in the notes, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. WSVN.com. Oh, it's a video.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty castle.
I think that's the...
Oh, that's the ad. Oh, never mind.
What's a toddler going to Vegas for?
Hey, who's taping this?
32-year-old
Valerie Gonzalez.
Oh, hell yeah.
On a show on a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale to Las Vegas Thursday night. She swore. Oh, you let a tape me make this viral? She said. And she vowed she wasn't going anywhere. I'm not getting on this plane. According to the Broward Sheriff's Office.
No, I wouldn't. Well, she doesn't know the damn kid's been drinking. She got some nice titties, though.
Excuse me. It's Taco Tuesday. Sorry.
Oh, she's hammered.
Yeah. Somebody said bye to her.
According to the arrest report, she actually had to be taken out of the airport in a wheelchair because they wanted to keep her from kicking those around her. Eventually, though, she was taken to jail. She got $1,000 bond. She did bond out, but she is still facing criminal charges. Reporting at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes below.
Below?
I just made that up. They're not below. They're somewhere else. There's no below on a audio podcast.
That's my point. Yeah.
All right, scratch that last statement.
FloridaMenPodcast@gmail.com.
I swear to God, if you don't stop highlighting shit, I'm going to throw something at
you. I was deleting the thing I didn't want to say because I already said it at the top. Anyway, send us an email to...